information. Their desire is to recombine their books and produce a new edition. Since human sexual intercourse is literally the intertwining of two fairly large body forms so that a transmission of information can catalytically induce a viable recombination to occur, we can readily see that what makes a child is essentially the intersecting of binary forms of data. The larger question that arises in this metaphor, with its real-world applications, is how to decipher Catherine's and Christopher's contributions to the book they named Sean. In what language are their books written? Are they the same language or different? What is the alphabet or rudimentary notation wherein their respective knowledge is inscribed? Today, unlike in Darwin's day, we can actually answer these queries with remarkable accuracy. Although an egg and a sperm are compositely varied, the essential code they contain is written in a biological language known most famously by its initials. DNA, or more properly, deoxyribonucleic acid. This language comes in four letters, easily remembered with the acronym CTAG. Here, C stands for cytosine, T for thymine, A for adenine, and G for guanine. Thus, Catherine and Christopher shared books which had a common four-lettered language. These letters further comprised whole pages numbering in the tens of thousands, known as genes, which formed 23 chapters, known as chromosomes. Our entire book is known as a genome. Sean is, therefore, the result of two genomes, books, recombined, which results in a unified outcome of 25,000 plus genes, pages, 23 chromosomes, chapters, all written in DNA, a four-letter alphabet. Sexual selection, however, is merely the start of why Sean looks the way he does. Since, obviously, his mother could have chosen another author to help write her memoirs, and in so doing, produce a completely different son with a unique set of genes. Sean isn't merely a duplicate reconfiguring of his parents' deoxyribonucleic acid. Occasionally, when DNA is copied throughout one's body, it makes a copying error, what is known as a mutation. This can simply be a one-letter change. Instead of ATGGTTTGATGGTC, one might get ATGGTTGATTGTC. While at the level of just script, it looks somewhat inconsequential, but in terms of applied genetics, such minor variations can loom large. Why mutations occur is a deep subject, but not an insurmountable one, especially if you have an understanding of Heisenberg's uncertainty principle and how quantum mechanics is based on indeterminacy. The introduction of chance, or occasional mutations, into the genome is important because it causally explains how a child can indeed be unexpectedly and unpredictably different than his parents. In other words, sexual selection is just one component in what makes up Sean's physical characteristics. DNA mutations are another. There are two fundamental ways to mutate a gene. The first way is through environmental damage. As the Learn Genetics website, sponsored by Genetic Science Learning Center at the University of Utah, explains, ultraviolet light, nuclear radiation, and certain chemicals can damage DNA by altering nucleotide bases so that they look like other nucleotide bases. When the DNA strands are separated and